Lagrangian methods are based on recent developments from the late 80s, early 90s. They essentially exploit the property of differential equations to propagate information along the characteristics. If you take, for example, total derivatives, you can take this total derivative either in Eulerian coordinates and calculate the evolution in terms of a Taylor series expansion. If you do that, you take an approach where you stay immobile and observe a fluid pass by and evaluate the motion of this fluid while staying immobile. A different approach could be taken if you move into the frame of reference of the fluid. Like in a river, you step into the boat and flow together with the water to observe how a bird who also swims on this river moves with respect to you. Therefore, the idea behind these Lagrangian schemes is to split off the advection and the non-advection part. The advection part, you try to compute using propagation of the function along the characteristics, while the non-advective part you can treat in a manner you like, using finite differences or finite elements or Fourier transforms as you like. Probably finite differences are the most suitable. Yabe and Aoki formulated a Lagrangian scheme using cubic Hermite finite elements. That's the so-called cubic interpolated propagation, or CIP. Using an initial sampling of the function and its derivatives on a homogeneous mesh, you can calculate a finite element decomposition in terms of two coefficients per finite element. Using then this decomposition, you can write your evolution equation and its derivatives, or first spatial derivative, and then split off the advection phase from the non-advection phase for both the evolution of the function and its spatial derivative. Having done so, you then propagate the solution along the characteristics in an explicit or analytical manner. So you calculate explicitly the value at a future time at a certain position in space by taking the information from a former time at a former position. You see that the evolution is described in terms of the CFL number beta. And in the particular case of the formulation used here, this CFL number has to remain smaller than unity so as to be able to grab the information for a future time step from its nearest neighboring polynomial. There is, in principle, no limitation on the CFL number, and you could propagate the information from polynomials very far apart. Simply here, to keep the coding and the formulation simple, we choose to keep the CFL number below unity. So how has this been implemented? You need first, once you've formulated an initial condition, to calculate sampling of the function and its derivative. The derivatives are calculated using centered finite differences to keep the precision higher. I let you look into the JBone code how this is implemented in an explicit and rather simple manner. Now, try to calculate the evolution of a box function using this cubic finite Hermit propagation along the characteristic. Press start to start the evolution. You now see that the scheme propagates the square box in a very precise manner, keeping rather sharp edges and avoiding both large phase errors and strong numerical diffusion. This shows the very high quality of this CIP scheme. To analyze this quality further, I suggest you now switch to a harmonic function with a rather short wavelength. Choose cosinus and take something like 2 mesh points per wavelength. Carry the evolution for 10 time steps by pressing step 10. Now you can measure the maximum amplitude and repeat the exercise using one or the other of the fluid schemes we've seen before. You will immediately see that the diffusion is much smaller using the CIP scheme than any other method we've seen so far, or at least method which was not having a tremendously big dispersion, because you can again measure the propagation speed of this harmonic function, and some schemes, the three-level explicit scheme, for example, has low diffusion, numerical diffusion, but large phase errors. Well, the CIP scheme combines, in fact, a low diffusion with a low numerical dispersion, and therefore can be considered of being very high quality. Let's now look into how general nonlinear and vector equations can be formulated using the cubic interpolated propagation. Starting from such an evolution equation and taking the advection velocity as a nonlinear function of the solution, as well as the source term, a nonlinear function, you start again by splitting the advection from the non-advection phase. Having done so, you formulate an evolution equation both for the function and its spatial derivative. First, for the non-advection phase, you calculate explicitly the evolution of the function using an Euler scheme and use a trick to avoid having to evaluate the derivative of the source term using centered finite differences and simple finite differences in time. Having done so for the non-advection phase, you use exactly the same tricks as we've seen before for the advection phase and propagate your scheme along the characteristics. You will be in this manner able to solve a generalized nonlinear equation, for example, the Korteweg-de Vries equation. Let me have a quick look at the exercises, and for this chapter, I would suggest you could, to understand the scheme a little bit better, add, for example, the diffusion term, which has been left out in the JBON code. That's the subject of one of the exercises. Choose the method you'd like. Alternatively, have a look into the Lagrangian method, which has been proposed here instead of using the cubic finite elements, using splines. And using these cubic splines, you can look into the way the CFL number limit remaining lower than unity has been relaxed so that you can take very large time steps. And I let you try out yourself in the JBone code how you can take very large time steps using the selection for the cubic splines. In general, I let you also try out how you can calculate the evolution of nonlinear equations using the CIP scheme we just saw in the previous section. Good luck!